بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد aiding and assisting a Muslim سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said Allah تبارك وتعالى's divine assistance remains with a person as long as he continues to assist his fellow Muslim brother. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has created certain people who assist those in need. When people are faced with any need, they hasten to these people seeking aid. These are the people who will be saved from the punishment of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever relieves any Muslim of his grief, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant him two torches of light when crossing the bridge over Jahannam, that is the Sirat. Its light will be bright enough to enlighten the entire world. Sayyiduna Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is like his family, thus the most beloved to Allah from his entire creation would be those who are kindest to his family. Note showing kindness to any creation of Allah is considered to be very meritorious, as the creation of Allah are His family. Kind people win the favor of Allah by carrying out acts of kindness towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's creation. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.